Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, Tezvov, Tezayim. Trying to catch up a few from the first halach is Leit Eichayt V'mach Machad Atzchuv Eloi. Mishpura says that Im Yotza Potter Ein Derech Eitzav V'kach. It says because even a Uman when he wants to show everybody that he's an Uman, wants to show somebody that, right, the guy that wants to show that he's an architect, so he walks out with the pencil behind his ear, or the artist, or the Uman puts a needle, the tailor puts a needle in his lapel. These things, that's, you want to be machriz that you're Uman, then you would do it. But if you stamazay walk out like that, so then Zayn derech etzavakach, the chatchila sasser, b'dievid, it's potter from a carbon. No, if it's a derech, then it's problematic. Anytime that it's the derech haitzah, then it's problematic. Here, you're not doing, it's not a derech haitzah, because the only time that a tailor wants to put it there is wants to show everybody that he's a tailor. And Shabbos is not interested in showing everybody that he's a tailor. So therefore, it's considered a derech etzavakach. The question is, how about the other types of things that people put on the lapels? The little Israeli flags, American Israeli flags. Show that you're... Is that a problem? Is that considered something which is a masui, or is that considered something which is a takshi? You're trying to show everybody that you're... Or you wear the, I don't know, something orange for Gush Katif. Or anything that you're trying to show what you're, that you belong to a certain type of group, or that you're mitiachiz. Henki we'll get to. Henki's talked about. But what is that? Most of the hankies now don't come out. They're sewn in. They bring them from... What's that? The tie clip is the curve for sure, Tasha. I think that's for sure, Tasha. You're not trying to show that you're part of a sort of group of people. That's really that is the type of Tasha, and that would be the Seder. And that's why some people put the keys as a tie clip, and that it should be able to wait to... I don't have a Shlomo Zaman, Shmishav's Kavos. A tie clip would be fine. The only question is something which is not considered a tachshit, or this, like the double flag, the Israeli-American flag, is that considered lachur? People do wear it as a tachshit, there are mispara in it, and therefore, certainly, there is what to be mekel. I saw Machlekes brought down Shlomo Zaman, and Shlomo Zaman wasn't so happy about it, more places where Shlomo Zaman was. I couldn't find it in the Shmishav's Kavos. Minchas Yitzchak, I think they're mitzvahed that it's okay, because you're showing that you're, it's like a tachshit, mamash, you're showing this is what I'm shaykh to, and therefore that would be a tachshit. It's not like a needle which you're trying to show everybody that you're a tailor. That's not a tachshit. You're trying to tell everybody what you are. I suppose here this is a tachshit, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So if you'd give us a dollar to refer to the halachas of somebody that is wearing something to protect himself from getting dirty. There, the Mishabur makes the chilik, the Mechaber Mishabur makes the chilik of is the thing a malbush or not? In other words, if a person's wearing two hats, and the second hat that he's wearing is to protect the first hat from getting dirty, then it's not a problem. Because you're wearing a second hat, that's a malbush. That's a proper malbush, and therefore it's not a problem. Even though the only reason that you're wearing it is to protect your first hat from getting dirty. However, to take a piece of a handkerchief and put it on top of your hat to protect you from getting dirty, that would be considered a masa. That's not a malbush bachlal, because it's not a beged, and therefore it would be considered a masri, and that's problematic. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Where does it come in? It comes in by many, many different things. Three main things that it comes into is the small raincoats that people wear on top just to protect their thick raincoat from getting wet, or protect the tiny little the shane coat that the people wear, the plastic shane coat. It doesn't really keep you warm, and it doesn't keep you, even though it could, because it's plastic and no air comes inside. But it's not what it's meant for bakhlal. It's just meant to protect you from getting wet, or protect more. If you're wearing it on top of yourself and it's going to protect you from getting wet, then that's fine. The problem is when you're putting it on top of another wool coat or something like that to protect the wool coat from getting wet, is that okay or not? Second of all, wearing rubbers. Is rubbers problematic? You're putting it on top of your shoes, and your shoes shouldn't get ruined. And third of all, to wear the plastic hat cover, is that a problem? So, for the most part, Rav Shlomo Zalman goes, Shmei Shabbos Kachasa, he says that all three of these are fine. He says, however, in a place where a person would take off the hat cover in the Rosh Hashanah after it stops raining, when people do that, so then he says that would be a problematic. Because if you're embarrassed to walk around with it, if it's not raining, so then we're scared they're going to take it off in the Rosh Hashanah. But if that's not the case, and people leave it on, maybe they'll start again, b'chulu, if people are not makpid to take it off, and he says that all three of these are fine, because they're all considered a malbush. They're all considered why? Because certainly the coat, certainly the rubbers are considered a malbush. It's a proper shoe, it's a proper, even though you wouldn't wear the rubbers by itself, but it's mamas meant to fit on top of the shoe. And he says the same thing with the plastic hat cover. It's meant to fit mamash on top of the hat, and therefore it's...
You can't use a plain plastic bag.
So he says, you can't use a plain plastic bag. So then, Hanami, you wouldn't be able to go out there just around with a plain plastic bag that just protect your hat. That's what he says, Ladia. What? Oh, so he talks about in the Hagah over there, he says, Zmanenu, they have special plastic bags that are made that it's bigger, that it also protects your neck. So he says, maybe according to that, maybe that would be considered. But that's really, you're using it also to protect yourself. But the standard plastic bag that a person just wraps around his hat, that and also this person, there's a chash that a person would take it off, because it's not really so... I don't know that you could bring a rider from there to everybody else. That's because their hands are occupied. Yeah, because we're scared they're going to take it off when it stops raining. Ramesha, he brings down, the Shemesh Shabbos Kachasa brings down Ramesha. Ramesha is a little bit more machmer, and Ramesha holds that even when it's a beged, it has to be that it's acting as a beged for something. For example, he says by the rubbers, the reason why it's mutter is because it also warms your feet. It helps warm your feet. The truth is that these things, they also do protect you, because if your shoes are going to get soaking wet, and if your hat is going to get soaking wet, and if your coat is going to get soaking wet, depending on how much it's raining, it'll go right through and get you wet. So really what it is also protecting you. If that would be the scenario, it's protecting you. If you're just wearing rubbers because it was raining beforehand and it's muddy, then in a chanami, you would have to come on, according to Ramesh, to the fact that it also protects you.
It's raining enough, it'll end up at least above your head. It's cold. It'll be awesome.
What do you mean? In what type of head cover?
No, one of the, the plastic head covers. It should also be better.
Yeah, so Ramesh doesn't say this word. He doesn't say the word. He says that it has to actually protect you. It has to actually keep you warm at the time. And he says with another quote also, it keeps you warm, and therefore, that's what's mutter. The Shemesh Shabbos also goes that it's mutter regardless. Once it's a beged mamish, then it's mutter across the board. Sif Tezvav talks about somebody that's missing a leg, Rechman Litzlan. What is he allowed to walk out with? We don't exactly have what they had in those days. But they do have prosthetic, they have fake arms and things like that. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's not a problem, that fits on well, there's no chash that a person's going to take it off in the middle. It's made to fit mamish the person's hand, arm, leg, and therefore there's no chash that a person's going to take it off. That's not a problem. Tez Zayin talks about also a person that mamish doesn't have yichudas to walk at all, he doesn't have either legs, and he walks with a chair, in such a case, also we don't have that exact type of thing. What we do have, just to talk about it, is a wheelchair. A person that can only walk with or can only move with a wheelchair, can he go out in the Rosh Hashanah album? Rosh Hashanah Zalman is not so fond in Shemesh Shabbos Kachasa that a person should push himself for somebody else to push him. He says for sure that's problematic. However, if we're talking about Rosh Hashanah album, however, for the person to push himself, there he's mitzadi that he really says that. First of all, it's dafk in a case where a person can't move around at any other time. In other words, he can't move around by himself. He can only move around with the wheelchair. And even with that, he's saying that lechur is different than a case of crutches and things like that, or cane crutches, which are mutter, because that helps the person walk. Here, it doesn't help the person walk. It helps the person move around from place to place. But it doesn't help him walk, and therefore we don't look at it as a chilek of his walking. It moves him, but not everything which moves him, just because he's not allowed to move, are you allowed to take it on Shabbos? Therefore, he says, for sure, in a karmas, he could be mekel. It sounded like if he's pushing himself, he says, with a guy, if a guy is pushing him, and he's also doing it himself, for sure, in Rosh Hashanah, he could be mekel. It sounded like, possibly, if his mom is a shazat chak, that it wasn't like lechatchilos, he didn't understand, in Shemesh Shabbos Kachasa, Imam Isha did not want to matter straight up, for him to go out in a wheelchair, he didn't feel that it was the same as the other types of things that eat a person. There's two more halachas here, and one is with regard to a minol shel eitz, sha'regel nichnas boi v'lekel meichesh shi'ipol, a shoe, they used to have types of shoes that is only wooden shoe, that had no leather. When there's no chash that's going to fall off, then you're allowed to wear it. The question is, what's the story with wearing slippers outside? Crocs, especially it comes up on Yom Kippur. Is there a problem to wear that in the Shusar Abner now? That's also, they bring down Machlekes the Paiskim. Many Paiskim say that Bizmanenu, people really wouldn't walk around without slippers. They wouldn't take it off in the middle. And if it comes off, they would put it back on. They wouldn't walk around without, even though some people on Yom Kippur walk around most people do not. But, and therefore, it would be okay. And this Gemara says that Dafka, if it has something like a strap that'll hold it in place, then you can be Megal, which would mean that if you have Crocs, you should pick up that little thing in the back above your ankle to hold it in place. Instead of putting it in the front, you should put it in the back that Ataka should be held in place. Now, there's one last halacha, which is very interesting halacha here. The Rambam brings down, he says, V'lo yeitze adam b'shavis, k'moy shu yeitze b'chol, b'lti dover acher, sheyizker al yadashu shabbos, l'yavo y'lechalalai. A person should not go out b'chol without wearing something that's different than during the weekday. So he shouldn't come out to b'chal shabbos. And his office Ketshuvah quotes the Kolboy, Mirshenu. Kolboy says, Omar Reb Asher, that was the problem with the Mekeshish. The reason why the Mekeshish was b'chal shabbos is because he went out without something to remind him that it was shabbos. And therefore, a person has to. Now, is that the minig nowadays? That's a question. However, they do say, first of all, it could be that Shabbos clothing is already considered something different. But even that, they want to say for Hasidim it's a shramo, and for Litvish it's a tie. The question is, if you're Litvish, you don't wear a tie, then you're lying. Well, lachur, that would be something, unless you wear a tie during the week. Who wears a tie during the week? If you live in Eretz Yisrael. So, such a thing like that. So they say that there's a. Could be the very fact that you're wearing different clothing, you're wearing more chashmir clothing, you're wearing a suit, which maybe you don't wear unless you wear a suit anywhere outside during the week. It has to be more chashmir suit, it has to be something else, which is mashmor. I mean, it's from Purusha Ramal. The question is that the minig? I saw in the bottom of his Ketubah, he brings down something interesting. I think he says that somebody at Tom in the Slum Surfer said that the only person that ever saw me macro in the Slum Surfer, something like that. Mashuka's there. But some people want to say that in the Hanami, that's why. Mekuyim, if you don't usually wear a tie and you wear a tie, and if not, you have to find something yourself.